Yes, Kygo here for you. You're listening to 2FM. It is Breakfast Republic with you till 10 o'clock. The legendary New Zealand rugby wing Jonah Lomu has died aged 40. Lomu was a giant on and off the pitch, and you could argue that he changed the game of rugby. RTE rugby commentator Michael Corcoran is on the phone. Michael, for people that didn't see Jonah Lomu play rugby, what was he like as a player?
I guess he could be described as the first rugby superstar, a man who exploded onto the scene. He made his debut for New Zealand aged 19 against France in 1994, he went on and played 63 tests for the All Blacks, started 54 matches, scored 37 tries. I mean, he was a giant of an individual. To be fair, 6'5", 119 kgs. And some people would think that, you know, because he was that big that he was going to be slow, but he could run 100 metres in his prime in 10.8 seconds. And a kind of a telling thing that's knocking around the place this morning is a snapshot of the... He went to Wesley College in Auckland, and it's a snapshot of the junior boys track and field results from the 1989 sports day that they had, and he was first in 10 different events: the 100 metres, the 100 metre hurdles, 200 metres, 400 metres, discus, the shot, the javelin, the long jump, the high jump, and the triple jump. And he won all of those. So he was the ultimate all-round superstar in terms of his ability, but a player who just exploded onto world rugby and absolutely lit it up every time that he touched the ball.
So he nearly could have done anything, but I suppose being from New Zealand, the big, you know, that is the sport of New Zealand, isn't it? Rugby. What did he do for the game of rugby?
I mean, at the time when he made his debut, rugby was purely kind of an amateur game, to be perfectly fair about it. But he was the fella because of what he did, in terms of bringing it to a wider audience. Everybody wanted to get on board with him. Marketing companies, his face was on billboards. He was involved in advertising things. I saw a tweet there from the former Italian soccer international Alessandro Del Piero earlier, and he said, you know, what Maradona was to football, Jonah Lomu was to rugby. I mean, he was that big. His face is recognised globally. I mean, if he just flashed up in front of you on a television screen, you knew instantly who he was, and people clamoured to get involved with him. And in a land of superstars, I mean, you're right in terms of New Zealand. It's you know, rugby is a top sport there. In the midst of all of those people who play rugby in New Zealand, this man truly was a giant of an individual.
Michael, how are you? It's Bernard here. For me, the first time I saw him really came to my attention was 95 in that World Cup. But I'm just somebody who watches rugby, and, you know, I don't know about the intricacies of the game or anything like that. Mm. But I remember seeing him on the wing going, my God, he is huge to be on the wing. It was always someone you would look at and go, he would be in the pack, surely not. Like, he must have just totally transformed how the game was played. Like, I always remember him running through people, not around people.
Yeah, he did, and I mean that was the World Cup that announced his arrival. I'm just quoting from an article that a mate of mine, Mick Cleary, has written for the Telegraph this morning. It says that a fax arrived in the New Zealand team hotel prior to the 1995 World Cup final against South Africa, and the fax said, "Dear All Blacks, remember, rugby is the ultimate team game. Make sure the other 14 players give the ball to Jonah." And yeah. I mean, that really sums the bloke up, you know. I mean, he was a fellow who transformed wing play. I mean, before that, it was small, you know, skinny fellas like played on the wing, basically. But he was the man who, because of his size, because of the fact he could run so fast, as I said, I mean, the 100 metres in 10.8 seconds is phenomenal, to be perfectly fair about it. You know, just anybody who's listening, hop along at some stage to YouTube at some stage today, and you'll see not alone his size, but just the sheer pace and speed of the individual. It was just breathtaking.
Michael, I think, thank you very much for talking to us. I think it's fair to say, in this case, definitely his like will never be seen again.
Absolutely never. I mean, I met him in for the first time in 2002 when I was down in Auckland and Dunedin with Ireland, and I was just blown away by the fella, to be fair about it. I mean, again, like Bernard said, I mean, I saw him for the first time on TV in 1995, and just to meet him and to be in his presence, I mean, you know, a fantastic bloke on the pitch and an even nicer fella off the pitch. Just a truly, truly humble man, and just to think that he's passed away, age 40, born on the 12th of May 1975, rather bizarrely, he's the same birthday rather than date of birth as me, but we both share the same birthday.
There you go.
But literally we will never see his like again.
Never see his like again. Thanks very much, Michael. Thanks for your time. Absolutely
see
brilliant.
You
there you
see
go.
You
Michael Corcoran talking about John Lomu, RIP. His like will say it again. Never be seen again. Absolute legend.